Your Humanities Half Hour is brought to you by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council, Navigating the Human Experience Together.
Hafaday, Tiro, and welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry, and today we are chatting with the Commonwealth Cancer Association. Joining us today are Interim Executive Director Lynn Tenorio and Mercilia Tegeta. She is the Client Services and Administrative Coordinator. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lynn, we've been trying to do this for a while now. So glad we could finally talk, and how timely to talk about what you guys do with the Marianas March Against Cancer happening this week. Start us off with what is CCA all about?
Great, thank you again. This is long overdue and I apologize, but thank you again for having us here. The Commonwealth Cancer Association is an organization that is made up of a board and cancer survivors who are members of the general, who make up the general membership, or anyone in the community who advocates for cancer. And our mission is to work towards a cancer-free CNMI. And how do we achieve this? We achieve this through public education and awareness about cancer, cancer prevention. We promote early detection through promoting screening. Want to catch cancer in its earliest stages as possible. You have better outcomes that way. And then we also are at really kind of working towards forging stronger relationships with our partners, community partners, and community programs so that we could pool our resources and our expertise to provide hope and hope for the survivors and their families. We couldn't do cancer survivor group that we have each month. We have a cancer survivor support group that is on the third Wednesday of every month. And CCA would not be able to do that without our partnership with CHCC, Public Health, the NCD Bureau. So those are the types of partnerships that we're trying to, try to combine our resources.
Yeah, we say, we're stronger together, right?
Exactly. United in our focus and our mission.
How big a problem is cancer in our community?
I don't know if you've been noticing the rise in oral cancer discussion.
Yes.
As a result of betel nut chewing. So from 2022 to present, we have, I think it was about 125 new cancer clients at CCA. So those are the ones who register at CCA having just, have been diagnosed and got their treatment and came back home. But that's not all cancer survivors, right? Mm. And so that's a lot in since 2022 to present. And then that just adds to our current, I think, what are we at? 200 plus,
yes,
clients, active
that
clients.
That is a big jump, yeah, since 2022.
Yeah.
Ia, you are, well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
You are kind of, as I understand, the person who does a lot of one-to-one, face-to-face with the survivors.
Yes.
What exactly does your job entail?
So my job entails the client assistance program policies, where we provide assistance within a threshold of $500 a year for all of our cancer clients that have registered with the CCA. We provide assistance from nutritional supplements to personal care items like dressing changes and also durable medical equipment rentals. And the one main thing about it is, like, with insurances, because majority of our, especially Medicaid, doesn't cover certain materials or nutritional supplements, it's really limited, especially for, like, our oral cancer patients. If Unless you have a G-tube from what I've been told and what I've been informed is that's
what
when
is a G-tube?
A G-tube is, it's inserted within your stomach.
It's
that's
a
how you
tube.
Get, yes, that's how you get, that's how our oral cancer patients get their nutrition. So unless they have that, then Medicaid will be able to cover that nutritional supplement. But if they don't, it has to be out of pocket. So for those that are struggling, especially with how our economic is right now, they come to a CCA for assistance. And one case of Ensure or Ensure Plus, one case of Ensure is $40.30 a case. And some of them need to take the nutritional supplements like 2 times a day, 3 times a day. And in one case, it's only 24 bottles. So we give out 2 cases a month, depending on how much they have left within their 500 threshold. Mm.
It sounds like you are being asked to meet a lot of needs. How are you guys able to do it?
It's been a challenge. Fortunately, through the pandemic, in the absence of the Marianas March Against Cancer, so we're having the first event since the pandemic. That's 4 years of not being able to raise resources for CCA. ARPA gave us money. We were able to sustain CCA through a couple years of the pandemic. And the rest has been dipping into the savings account. And so it's been very difficult. We've had to adjust the threshold to based on the number of cases that we're having registered at CCA on top of our current caseload, and then also anticipating the potential for new clients, right? And so we just have to do this balancing act and just adjust our threshold, our annual threshold, based on the resources that we have. So we are actively trying to get the government to, for some funding assistance. We've worked with SNILED, and we're really hoping that they will give us some resources. And then we'll continue to work with the government to see if we can get some sort of assistance as well. But we'll, it's because of the community and MMAC and corporations like Triple J who've done the Color Run or the Bubble Run or the Duck Race at PIC. They've been instrumental in providing us with some resources, and it's just been heaven sent to have these corporate sponsors, mm-hmm. corporate support. We couldn't do this without the community or the corporate support.
In the second half of our show, we're going to hear more about MMAC and how people can get on board and help with that this year. What are you seeing in terms of how survivors are benefiting from the services that you provide? What is the response that you're getting? Understandably, are mm-hmm. they saying we need more? Is there gratitude as your growth as an organization through the years, obviously?
You state the obvious, there would always be more,
yes.
right? And of course, we would love to give more if we could. Yeah. But ultimately, there's incredible amounts of gratitude. And you'll hear that from Mel and Lorraine. And that just has been the most rewarding for us
yes.
to receive the unsolicited thank yous
Thanks.
And messages
yeah. mm-hmm.
to our board members. I think our board chair just received a message this morning through social media, and so that's ultimately what drives us, is because there is this incredible gratitude, and we as givers, supporters, receive more in return,
mm-hmm.
ultimately.
What can you share in terms of prevention efforts or recommendations to the public to help really address this early if a person is developing cancer? You were mentioning that screening is so
screening.
Helpful.
Screening is helpful.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Getting checked.
Getting checked as soon as possible if you feel that something is not right with your body. That's the important thing.
What are the current screenings available here that people could look into?
I'll let you talk about CARES.
Right now, they actually have the CARES project at the Oncology Center. And for the dental clinics, they offer free oral screenings.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to ask before we chat with the other people who are part of our team this morning? How can people contact you, number one, if they're interested in learning?
So we're learning from the survivors that are coming out of the woodwork. Nice. For the Marianas March Against Cancer.
Yes.
So EL, I'll let you give the phone number.
So our phone number is, for my direct line, it's 682-0052. And for our social media and community marketing, it's 682-0051. They can also reach us via email. My email is mteigita.cca@gmail.com. That is mteigita.cca@gmail.
All right. And did you mention you have a Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page?
We do.
We do.
Okay.
Yes. I believe it is the Commonwealth Cancer Association. Okay. And then we also have an Instagram.
Okay. Nice. Yes. Okay, so reaching the younger generation. Right. I'm the Facebook
right.
generation.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, reach them at all ages.
Exactly.
Good job, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, please contact us, and we'd be more than happy to share whatever information that we have. And we really are looking forward to having more advocates for the work that we're trying to do in the CNMI. We need more cancer advocates.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go to break?
No, just to, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to finally share with you and the community our work at CCA. And then it's an opportune time to have everyone come out to support March Against Cancer this Friday. And your next guest will talk a little bit more about that.
Excited to hear it.
Yes,
thank
we're
you
very
so
excited.
Much.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you
Kathy.
Thank you. Our guests today have been Interim Executive Director Lynn Tenorio and Client Services and Administrative Coordinator Marcilia Tegita of the Commonwealth Cancer Association. Stay tuned for part two of this chat related to the Marianas March Against Cancer after this break.
Half a day, Zantiro. I'm Leo Pangilinan with the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. We'd like to take a moment to thank our generous sponsors who have made possible the many programs in our community like this show. We couldn't have done it without them. And if you value the work we do and would like to make a contribution to our efforts, we ask that you consider making an in-kind or cash contribution to the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. Any amount is appreciated, and donations of up to $5,000 qualify for an educational tax credit. We appreciate your partnership and support. Sizus Maasi, Olomai, and thank you.
Welcome back to Your Humanities Half Hour. In this half of the show, we're going to talk about the Marianas March Against Cancer, the biggest fundraiser for the Commonwealth Cancer Association. And here to share with us are Melvin Monahani and Lorraine Tenorio. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks.
How is it you came to be involved in MMAC?
So, MMAC came about because, I'm a cancer survivor. Mm. When I was going through my journey, I was never informed or aware of this CCA, Commonwealth Cancer Association, right? So my sister-in-law briefed me about CCA, right? And that's how this thing all came about. I reached out to CCA, trying to find out what they're all about. Mm-hmm. And when I was told I had pre-cancer, I along with my coworkers came up with an idea to start our My Warrior sticker. So we sold those stickers, and the intent was for us to get funding, turn around and donate it to CCA. Well, we started selling stickers, and at the same time I was being checked. I got checked, in October, did my biopsy, I was told I had pre-cancer in September, and I had to go in October for my first scraping. And then I was told I had stage one cancer already. Within that short time frame, you know. So I told my friends, I said, man, I already committed to doing this warrior sticker. Let's just donate, right? Donate the money. So we continue with that program, trying to sell the stickers. While getting checked, I did my second scraping in November. And I was told I was clear. The cancer was gone. Fast track, 1 year, 28 days later, during my three months checkup, my cancer came back and it was stage three already. So I'm like, man, you know, such short period of time. And throughout the process, my coworkers and I, you know, we already commit to selling the stickers, the warrior stickers. So I was told I had to go off island for treatment to LA. And one of my friends told me, like, you know, we're collecting money already. Why don't you take this money and use it for your referral? I said, no, you know, it's just me. I'm thinking maybe it's the good Lord's way of testing, you know, how committed I was. My workers and I said, no, we're going to stick to it and we're going to donate that money, right? So we sold warrior stickers and we went and we did our first donation to CCA. And this was during Uncle John Babauta's time. We donated the money. And then we turned around and my friends rallied up behind me with my family and they did my first medical fundraiser, right? So we committed to donating that money to CCA. I went off island, got my treatment, came back, you know, and the folks at CCA reached out to me. They wanted me to register. I registered and, you know, they offered assistance. Back then, it used to be $700 allowance. You know, they help you with pharmaceutical needs, your milk and stuff. I told them at the beginning that, you know, I was working and, you know, I feel there's other people that need it more than I do. I'm not rich, but, you know, I manage to live with what little money I make. And I chose not to get that. I just felt that there's other people that really need it. During my checkups, I go do dental, Dr. Sabino. Well, she was having difficulty because, you know, through my surgery, opening my mouth was very limited. So doc said I needed to get a water pick. And I went online, I searched, and it was like 300 some. I'm like, man, I just got back from LA, you know. Again, doc sent a prescription over to CCA, and they called me. They reached out to me, and they said, you know, doc said you need this to help. We're going to buy it for you. And, you know, I told my wife, I said, man, there's other people that really need it, right, need that money. And she said, you know, you just got back. We're still paying a lot of bills, all this stuff. So I gave in. I said, okay, let me try. CCA went, got me the water pick, the stuff that I needed, and they delivered it to the house. So that's why, you know, when Lorraine asked me to do, you know, pair up, join team for this March Against Cancer, we didn't know if MMAC was coming back. You know, the last MMAC was in 2019, and this was in November 2023. We just decided let's establish a family group. Let's build this family team, right? So that we can turn around and help generate revenue to go back into this nonprofit organization, right? I mean, they don't get a lot of funding from our local government. If anything, it's just donations that, you know, keep them going. The revenues that's generated is mostly based on donations. So that's why we created this Team Hope, right? I'm a recipient of the programs, and you know they do, and I feel it's only right we come together as a community and go out and support this MMAC, Marinas March Against Cancer, so that we can generate more funds and be able to help more families and friends within the CNMI. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Lorraine, you kind of instigated this team. It sounds like you were the one in charge.
Why? Unintentionally.
How did this come about?
So we were talking about it, and then I said, you know, maybe we should just try and make a team, me and you, me and him.
What was your inspiration?
Myself. I'm a breast cancer survivor. Mm. And I remembered him. He's a talker. He likes to do these
we
things.
We can see that.
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe I could just be like behind the scenes, but he ended up making me team captain. Yeah. So he threw me to the wolves.
And we're so glad you did. Yeah. Go ahead.
But like he was saying, it's something for us to help give back, because a lot of cancer survivors don't know what CCA can do for them and what MMAC does for the community. So I said, we're going to try. I'm not the kind to come out and speak like he is, but we'd like to help.
Yeah, thank you. It sounds like a dynamic duo, you guys. Who else is on your team?
We have another cousin, Randy Rosario. He's not able to be here, but he's also a
oral cancer
survivor.
And then you got all your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our family is we are the team. Everybody. Without them, we couldn't have gone this far.
Mm-hmm. So for people who are interested, can you share with us the details of MMAC this year? It's so exciting that they'll be back for the first time since the pandemic. We're looking forward to a great turnout. If people don't know and they want to come and support, where can they find you this week?
So, sorry. Mm-hmm. MMAC is this Friday, May 3rd, mm-hmm. and the ceremony kicks off at 6 p.m. Lorraine can share. We're told we can start at 3 p.m. So she can share, you know, the program. There's already like a rough
draft. And where is it going to be?
Up at the CPA airport field.
Okay.
Yes.
And is it still going to be like running around the track?
Yes, running
all
around
night?
The track.
That's what the young people
It's no
really
longer a 12-hour event.
Okay.
Yeah, now they're going to do it from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Only because, you know, it's been a while, so we want to try and see how it runs through, and then hopefully...
And everybody's out of shape. They can't run all night. We got to rebuild our stamina here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 6 p.m. you said is the start?
So the event starts at 3 p.m. is when all of the booths are open and ready for everybody to come out.
So there's going to be food for sale,
yes,
correct?
Yes, there's going to be food.
Maybe some games?
Maybe games, mm-hmm. Yes.
Some, okay.
And also entertainment throughout the night.
Oh, okay.
So the ceremony starts at 6 p.m. and then the survivors will do their lap around the field.
Mm-hmm. That's always a very touching part of the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's just everybody running laps, and it's really like a celebration of life.
Yes,
a celebration
we
of
even
overcoming.
Have competitions.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Best, like what?
Best booth and
best booth, most laps per team, most laps.
Best baton.
Best baton. Yep. So
nice.
So we signed up for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll win, but it's something.
Mm-hmm. Already like winners. You know, everybody's winners.
Yes,
just showing up,
supporting
this group, everybody's already a winner. We walk away a winner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it that kind of inspired you, Mel? And Lorraine, I don't know if you have a similar story, but like you said you went to get a screening, right, the first time. What was there something you were noticing or feeling?
I'm an oral cancer survivor.
Yes.
Yes, so, you know, I chew a lot. And at the get-go, I noticed like white patch forming on the corner of my right lip. I kept telling myself it was a blister because, showed like blister, and it just, every time I popped it, it go away and then it just keeps growing bigger.
Mm.
Yeah, so my wife told me to go get checked. You know, I mean, I kind of brushed it off for over 6 months, you know. Early stage of denial. You know, I kept telling myself, no, I'm good. It's not oral cancer. Well, October, I went and got screened, and I was told it's just pre-cancer. I needed to go back in like 20 days to do my first surgery, you know, mm-hmm. scraping. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just sore. Mm-hmm. I tell people, you know, if you chew or you smoke and sores are not healing up inside your mouth within 2 weeks, go get checked. Go get checked. Oral screening is free here in the CNMI, you know, throughout all the clinics. You just need to call and ask to make an appointment for oral screening, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes less than 3 minutes and you only have one life to live. That 3 minutes can save your life. Don't prolong it, because when you do something I did, you know, and if it's caught at a later stage, chances of recovery is not in your favor. The key to cancer is catching it early on. Right? You catch it early, your chances of overcoming is in your favor, you know. So I always share, you know, early detection is key to your recovery, and you can beat cancer. I got back first 2 months and I told myself I was cancer free. I sit with family members and, you know, like older folks, and they look at me and they're like, you're cancer free? Aren't you in remission? And I'm like, yeah, I play along, and when they leave, I go to the side and I'm Googling remission. What, you're right? Oh, cancer free. You know, if anything, it's our family support. Mm-hmm. We have a great family support, you know, family, friends. If you're surrounded with that kind of group, you know, that support, beating cancer is the next day you wake up.
Mm.
Yep. Shouldn't be hard. Yes, it's a battle. I say it's a battle, but we have a strong support system. It makes it a lot easier.
Mm.
Yep.
You used that word warrior.
Yes.
Warrior.
I
noticed
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, Lorraine, do you have any message for our viewers and our listeners based on your experience? What words of advice would you give, whether it's about getting cancer or mm-hmm. supporting the association? What's on your heart?
We as women here, we have like a stuff we don't talk about with our bodies, especially, and so it's funny or it's hard for some people to hear. You gotta go get your breasts checked, which is why in the beginning, I was always, as a mom, I'm always doing things for my kids. I never miss an appointment for them. But when it came to me, I would reschedule, because I got to do this for them. So it was my first
ever mammogram that I found, or that they found, I had something going on in there. Mm-hmm. And then on my birthday is when I was told I had cancer. Mm. And after that, everything came really fast during the holidays and during COVID. So I had my first surgery 2 weeks after I found out. And then I had another surgery 2 weeks after the first. And I went through chemo for 6 sessions. And then I went through radiation for a month in
That's
Guam,
tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I had my family with me, I had my husband with me, and the support everybody was giving us is what made me stronger.
Do you consider yourself a warrior?
I do. Because going through treatment like that is very difficult. I felt like I was going to die. But I didn't. We didn't. So now we're going to help. As Team Hope, we're going to help. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, and more importantly, for having the heart, in spite of or because of everything you've gone through as warriors, to help others. Thank you so much for your example and your strength.
Yes. We just have to come together, you know. We went through the pandemic, we went through 2 storms, you know. We're not Mariana strong for nothing. We're family strong, you know. We're built behind that, you know. We're resilient people here in the islands. The next help comes over in 72 hours, right? After a major storm, you open your door and you look out and your neighbors are there. We come out and we help each other. That's the message I want to send out there, so that we do this MMAC. Everybody come out and, you know, show support as a community. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the funds that is generated will stay here in the CNY. And who's going to benefit? Our own people, right? Mm-hmm. We come together, you know. We're CNY strong, family strong. Yep. We have to come together. You know, I want to thank our family and our friends. They were always there from the get-go. Things get challenging and it gets hard coordinating all these things, right? We're a first-timer. Mm-hmm. Team Hope is a first time to participate in this event. There's a lot of moving parts, you know. It gets stressful at the beginning. We're like, let's do this, we're gonna have fun. 2 days later, we're like,
this is work.
This is work, right? So without our family, man, you know, my wife, her husband, their kids, they stand behind us, you know. And it's not only about doing this MMAC, mm-hmm. and reaching out for CCA, right? It's to help the community. If anything, it's helping our community, man. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you again both for sharing today. We wish you lots of success and lots of funds coming in, yep. On Friday night. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. Thank you. And come out, buy burgers, yep. Buy hot dogs. Come to tent number 13.
Team Hope.
You know, so this year there's only three booths that's gonna be selling food.
Okay.
You know, I know we're one, Team Hope, Jotun Eagles, and I forgot what's the other team that's selling food. But, you know, at the end of the night, all the funds that we generate from selling this food is going to go straight into CCA. It's going to go back into the pot. Yeah, so.
And I think this is also the first time for MMAC to have a team whose captain and co-captain are actually survivors themselves.
Yeah. Warriors.
Yes.
Warriors. I love it. Thank you, guys. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Our guests for this half of the show have been Melvin Manahani and Lorraine Tenorio, sharing about the Marianas March Against Cancer happening this Friday from 3 to 11 at the Saipan International Airport, Airport Field. Come on out, enjoy, support, and let's get behind these warriors. This has been your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
Your Humanities Half Hour has been made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Democracy demands wisdom. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities. For more information or to share your thoughts, contact the Northern Marianas Humanities Council at nmhcouncil.org or on social media at 670 Humanities, that's 670 Humanities.